Friends, let me introduce myself first. My name is Abhasaheb Chauhan. I am a professional banker and I have an experience of the banking 40 plus years, dealt with various subjects in finance, particularly trade finance, agri-finance, financial management, and so many other subjects which are banking related. Today, I am going to take you through the subject which is a financial management. This is part two of the financial management subject. This subject is specially devised to understand you to how to take the decisions as a financial manager when you are working as a finance manager in any of the organization. It may be private organization, public organization, or any organization where the finance function is assigned to you. Your major role here is always a decision making, and that's the reason the financial management part 2 is the subject which is focused towards the decision making. In various areas you have to take the decision as a finance manager, and that should always go in favor of your organization. That is what it is expected. Any wrong decision, company may have to pay a heavy price for it. So it is very essential for you or those who are the students of the finance to understand the process of decision making while taking the calls for investment, for borrowing, or for current or capital account requirement by the company. I am thankful to the Wellington Institute of Management for assigning this job of developing the academic book for you people on this subject of financial management part 2, which is specially devoted for the decision making and various instruments coming under the decision making from the company side also, from the organization side also. And we are now going to discuss all those aspects. The subject is very fast, so I will take you through each and every topics. There are around 26 chapters in this. Of course, small chapters, but certain topics which requires a little bit more information, so the length of the topic may be little bit more. So let us now start discussing on the first chapter, which is financial management, in the book Financial Management Part 2, and the chapter will be the financial management decisions. And these decisions, first to brief you, we are taking only overview in this chapter in brief. So let us start. The structure of this chapter will consist mainly around 6 to 7 decisions that is very important to take by any finance officials or finance student or finance manager. These topics or the flow of my presentation to you is divided in like this. First, we will try to understand certain definition and objective of this chapter. Then, prerequisite for understanding the financial management decisions. Then, various types of decision one has to take. Those decision broadly covers the investment decision, then financial decision, dividend decision, as well as liquidity decision and various other small decisions that you have to take. So let us start our discussion. But before discussion, in the overview, I will try to give you the clarity about the definition and the objective of this chapter. The financial decision, normally finance means there comes the money. Money may be company's money, or it may be borrowed funds, or it may be company is a cash rich company, then it has an intention to invest those funds in some profitable assets. So the general objective of the finance management team in any organization is to take a decision considering the organizational goal, organization's objective, and in respect of certain areas which I have divided into two types of investment. First is investment decision, and second, for investment, there are two types of investment decisions which covers basically, as far as company is concerned, the capital account decisions and the current account decisions. Capital account decision, definitely it moves or it disturbs the capital structure of the company. And the current account decisions, which is also called as working capital investment decisions, depending upon the functioning of the units of the companies or day-to-day requirement of the funds, day-to-day requirement of the money required for the operations of the unit. And second one is a financial decision. Third one is dividend decision. Fourth one is a liquidity and asset management decision. This is very important that ALM, that is asset liability management for any company, is very important as far as the funds management is concerned. So to understand this, prerequisite is for the finance manager has to take certain views or certain clarification from its management, which consists of the first and primemost objective is to where to invest the funds. If you have the funds, company has the funds, then where to invest these funds? Second one, if I invest, does it make good? Will it give me a profit? Third one, where do I invest to raise the funds for the investment? I may not be having the funds, or company may not be having the funds. Company will borrow the funds, make available funds, and thereafter the available funds they will try to invest. So company will act as an intermediary. But whatever is invested, maybe borrowed funds or maybe funds received from some other entities, so as to invest in some other ventures, so as to get the maximum profit, and that profit will be distributed to those people or those institutions from whom the funds are obtained. Then, what is the owner's money? Owner's money is nothing but it is equity, means shares. Definitely, investor in the company, who invest in the capital structure or capital of the company, that is investment in equity, naturally he will expect a good return at the end of the year, because almost most of the time yearly dividend is declared by the company. So the equity investor should get a maximum benefit out of it. And third one is debt, or it is also called as borrowed funds. So owner funds, equity funds, and borrowed funds are the three types of funds the company has. Borrowed funds are always costly. At the lowest rate of interest, when the money is received by the company, it is objective of the finance manager to advise the company management to invest further in the assets where they will earn the profit, or company will earn the profit, which gives them a proper benefit to earn something out of it after paying the interest for the borrowed funds. So equity is a day-to-day operational and profitability when company is showing dividend is declared. Borrowed funds at a stipulated interval, the company has to make the payment of the interest, but at the same moment, more than interest payable, company has to earn the profit. Then how much of the fund should be reinvested in the business and how much should be returned to the owner? That decision also required to be taken by the finance manager. Then how much should be first invested in the current assets? Current assets and capital assets. Current assets means day-to-day requirement, purchase of certain raw material or purchase of certain inputs required for the day-to-day functioning of the company is required to be purchased. That means investment in that. And another one is the capital account investment. Capital investment means like purchase of machinery, like construction of the building or factory shed or whatever it may be. Like that, when it is related to the or the structure which is related to the ground, it is installed on the ground, visible. Such kind of assets investment is a capital asset investment. Then how to manage the working capital? Working capital is nothing but a day-to-day operation of the company. Working, that means day-to-day requirement of the fund should be sufficient with the company and it should be provided by the manager who has to make available funds and on consultation with the company management. Now let us concentrate on the first decision, that is the investment decision. The investment decision is it depends on the capital budgeting, and it involves two important aspects of the investment decisions, which are: one, the evaluation of the prospective profitability of the new investment, and the second one, the measurement of the cutoff rate against that prospective return of the new investment that could be compared with. Once you make the investment, you must get the future benefits also, because future is always uncertain. Nobody can predict it and definitely say that this much percentage of the profit I will earn out of this investment if I made. So uncertainty, it has various factors related to it. Change in those factors will also affect the profitability of the investment. The investment proposal should therefore be evaluated in terms of the both expected return and the risk which is carrying out, risk which will be carrying out at the time of investment. Besides the decision, investment managers do also see where to commit the funds, means where to invest the funds and definitely invest the funds, and if after investment that asset becomes less profitable, then withdrawal decision is also required to take for the non-profitable investment. There is also a broad agreement that the correct cutoff rate is required, and the required rate of return or the opportunity cost of the capital need to be considered before taking the investment decision. A decision maker should be aware that capital in practice, from the available data and information that they should take into consideration. Next decision that finance manager has to take is a finance decision. Finance is a very critical decision. Many times company wants the funds, or sometimes company may be having the excess funds. When the short of funds are there, it has to borrow. When excess funds are there, they cannot keep the funds idle. They have to invest in some other ventures. So, where and how to acquire the funds to meet the firm's investment need is the basic principle that finance manager has to understand. before he takes the decision, he has to take into consideration whether the funds are to be made by increasing the equity or by getting the funds as an investment in the debt instrument, which will definitely help the company to maintain its day-to-day operation as well as the long-term and short-term investment. The financial manager must strive to obtain the best financing mix for the best optimum capital structure for his firm. The firm's capital structure is considered to be optimum, that is the maximum saturated level, when the market value of the share is maximized. So there is another force which drives the company's value, is the market. And market is nothing but it is a stock market. The use of the debt affects the return and risk of the shareholders, and it may increase the return on equity funds or return on the investment done in the equity, on the debt instrument, in the debt instruments. So this has to be managed by the company manager, finance manager. A proper balance of this mix, that is investment in equity or investment in the debt from the outside, has to be a crucial task, challenging task, has to perform by the finance manager. When the shareholders' return is maximized with the minimum risk and market value per share will be maximized, and then the firm's capital structure would be considered as a optimum or maximum. Once the financial manager is able to determine the best combination of the debt and equity, then in that case, he must raise the appropriate amount through which the best, through the best available resources, and help the company to take the decision on the investment side. In practice, a firm considers may other factors such as control, flexibility of the loan convenience, then legal aspects which can decide the capital structure of the company. The third major decision is a dividend decision that the finance manager has to take. In the dividend decision, when the dividend is declared by the company? When company earns the profit. A simple principle. Now, to earn the profit, definitely there should be a proper return on its investment, and the day-to-day activity which is performed by the company, it should get a proper return out of it. So, the dividend decision, whether to declare the dividend, if yes, then how much profit can be retained, and how much dividend can be declared, depending upon the investor or investor profile, and to keep them happy, and also to keep the position of the company in market on little bit on higher side, and people can look at the company for further investment also. So taking all these consideration, dividend is required to be declared. The financial manager must decide whether the firm should distribute all the profit, retain out of something and put it into its reserve, or distribute some portion and retain the balance. Similarly, like the debt policy, the dividend policy also should be there in place with all the companies who are actually for the benefit of the shareholders. Then optimum dividend policy is one that maximizes the market profit or market mix. That is what I have already explained. If the shareholders are not indifferent to the firm's dividend policy, then the financial manager must determine the optimal dividend, that is payout ratio. How to calculate this payout ratio, and that we will discuss in subsequent presentation. The payout ratio, which is equal to the percentage of the dividend earning, is available to the shareholders. The financial manager has also to consider the questions of the dividend stability. That means year-on-year basis giving the bonus or giving the dividend, or many times issuance of the bonus shares, or maybe cash dividend is to be paid. That has to be decided by the finance manager. Most profitable companies pay a cash dividend regularly every year after the company finalizes its annual report, and once it is audited, the finance, then thereafter they declares in their AGM the percentage of the dividend which is they are proposed to declare. Periodically, additional shares are also issued by the company, which are called as bonus share. So maybe by reducing the percentage of the dividend, company may opt for issuance of the bonus shares, which may also added into the equity of the investor and in the company. So with this, we will understand that this is a crucial decision which the finance manager of the company has to take. Next important decision is a liquidity decision. What is the liquidity the company have? Whether it has got the funds which are sufficient to carry out the day-to-day operations. Day-to-day operations means running of the plant and also pay to the debtors and payment to the creditors also, that payment to be received from the debtors and payment to be made to the creditor also, that has to be taken care by the finance manager. So for that, on particular day, there is a requirement of the certain funds with the company, and company should not run after the funds. It should manage its day-to-day activities very properly. That is why this liquidity decision is also most important as far as the finance manager activity is concerned. This is the function of the asset management, and each company has an asset management committee. The current assets management that affects the firm's the liquidity is yet another important finance function in addition to the management of the long-term asset. So assets are of two types, or rather three types I can say: short-term, medium-term and the long-term. Particularly for the long-term asset, there is a requirement to assess it as per the policy formulated by the company. Investment in the current assets affects the firm's profitability, liquidity and the risk. Three things: profitability, liquidity and risk. This will affect the firm's current assets. The conflict exists between the profitability and the liquidity while the managing the current assets, because in day-to-day operations, definitely company is earning the profit, but whether the full profit is to be required to be utilized for the again to next day's activities or not, that also need to be seen. But certain portion of it regularly has to be kept aside as a profit, and it should be accumulated so as to take the decision at the end of the financial year. If the firm does not invest the sufficient funds in the current assets, it may become illiquid. There will be a shortage of the raw material to run the plant. If the less investment for procurement of certain raw material or goods, then in that case there will be a shortage of this material, and naturally it will have an impact on the manufacturing as well as production. And once the production is less, then definitely there will be a shortage in the market also for the products. So there should not be any assets which is kept as an idle. Everything should be running, and that the individual department, maybe production department or maybe other departments which are related to the production, they have to take a call on that. In order to ensure that neither the insufficient nor the unnecessary funds are invested in the current assets. Many times idle funds are there, but current assets investment in the current asset is not a good option. When long-term ideal funds are there, then it is ideally always better to invest in the assets or securities in such a manner that there will be a regular flow of income. Finance manager should estimate the firm's need for the current assets. So the production budget, purchase budget, all these things at the beginning of the year itself, the finance manager has to decide. And he has to decide, and he should have the policy in place that how much funds will be made available on daily basis, on average daily basis, for the current account requirement of the or current assets requirement or day-to-day operations, and how much funds will they can spare it for the purpose of the long-term investment. Finance functions are said to influence the production, marketing and other functions of the firms. And this is in conscious with the finance function that may affect the size and growth and profitability of the firm, as well as it will also help to mitigate the risk of non-availability of the funds. And timely decision is the most important part and function of the finance manager. In addition to whatever the decision making, what we have seen, we have taken the overview, there are certain other decisions that company or finance manager has to take, is about raising the funds, financial management, which is directly concerned for the production, marketing, sales, and other functions within the enterprises, and whenever decisions are about to acquisition and distribution of the assets. The decision pertaining to the proportion in which the fixed assets and current assets are to be mixed, it determines the risk complexion of the firm. Cost of the various methods and the financings are affected by this risk. Likewise, dividend decision influence financing decisions and also themselves influenced by the investment decision also. Finance manager is expected to call upon the expertise of other functions. He may not be an expert in all the areas of the company. So he has to take the assistance from various departments within the firm or within the company. It may be production department, sales department, then procurement department, then again his own finance department, asset liability management. So all these departments, he has to take a view from them also for the purpose of the investing the funds. So he independently cannot take the decision, but he is relying on the decision that is taken by the other departments of the company. The decision pertaining to the kind of fixed assets to be acquired for the firm, level of inventories and to be kept in hand, the type of customers that is to be granted the credit facilities, then terms of the credit should be made after consulting the production and marketing executives. Whenever money is borrowed, lender definitely will put certain terms and condition. Finance manager alone cannot take the decision on that. He has to consult to the production department as well as the marketing department's executives, and basis on their advices, he has to take certain decisions. To determine the dividend policy, it is almost exclusively is a finance function. But it has several elements inbuilt into it, and unless the other departments of the company are giving him the green signal, he cannot take the decision on making the dividend to the investors. But again, for taking the decision for any kind, there must be policy in place with the company. Company should have the policy stipulating certain terms and guiding principles in that, so which will help to the finance manager to take a call on the percentage of the dividend is to be declared. Finance manager has also the financial say decision to the dividend than in asset management decisions. Then finance manager works as a part of the total management. He is not isolated or independent person. He is a part of the total management. That is why the finance manager always reports to the CEO of the MD, CEO or the MD of the company. In principle, the finance manager is held responsible to handle all such problems that involves the money matters. But in actual practice, he has to call on the expertise of those people who are in their expert in their functional areas, and depending upon their decision, he will carry out the responsibility of taking the decision effectively. With this, we have completed the overview of the chapter 1. Now we will proceed to the another chapter short while from after now. Okay? Thank you. Thank you.